Take a slow, deep breath in. Gently release it. Again, breathe in slowly. And slowly breathe out. Notice the tone of your inner world right now. The words you've been speaking to yourself. The quiet accusations. The subtle shame. Just notice them without judgment. And remember, God's voice is not harsh. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Father, you hear the words I say to myself. The criticism, the disappointment, the replaying of mistakes. Sometimes the loudest voice in my life is my own, and so often it isn't kind. I confess that I often speak to myself in ways I would never speak to someone I love. But you are not the voice of condemnation. You are not standing over me in frustration. Your word says there is no condemnation for me in Christ. None. Lord, help me recognize the difference between your conviction and my self-accusation. Your spirit leads gently. Shame shouts. Your voice restores. Shame diminishes. Take a moment to identify one negative phrase you've been repeating about yourself. Perhaps you think you're not enough, or that you always fail. Maybe even that you're too much. Are you in a season where you think you need to be further along? Do you often find yourself thinking you are unworthy of love? Silently name it before God. Now rest in His truth. You are more than enough in Christ Jesus. You are chosen by God, His royal child, whom He has called out of darkness and into His marvelous light. And He loves you with an everlasting love. Gracious Father, Psalm 103 says you do not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. As far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Your posture towards me is compassion, not irritation, not disgust, but compassion. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 says, "You rejoice over me with gladness. You quiet me with your love. You exult over me with loud singing." It's hard to imagine you delighting in me. Hard to picture you rejoicing instead of correcting. But your word says this is true. Help me receive your gentleness. Imagine God speaking your name with warmth. Not disappointment, not exasperation, warmth. See His face turned toward you with kindness. Now mention one good thing that God would say about you today. harsh inner voice that demands perfection. I let go of the standard that says I must earn belonging. I surrender the belief that my worth rises and falls with my performance. My identity is not built on my productivity, not on others' approval, not on my past mistakes. It is rooted in Christ alone. When I fail, remind me I am still your child. When I feel behind, remind me that you are patient. When I feel ashamed, remind me that Jesus has already carried my condemnation. Teach me to speak to myself the way you speak to me, gently, patiently, truthfully, full of grace. Holy Spirit, interrupt negative self-talk when it begins to spiral. Replace accusation with truth. Replace shame with compassion. Replace striving with rest. If there is growth you want in me, lead me there through your loving kindness, which leads me to repentance. Your love transforms me. Let your voice grow louder than my inner critic. Take one final deep breath in. Slowly release it. Let this truth settle in your heart. There is no condemnation for you in Christ. You are fully known, fully loved, fully held. Father, reshape the way I see myself until it aligns with how you see me. Quiet me with your love today. In Jesus' name, Amen.
If you want more moments like this, check out our First 15 podcast. It's a daily guide to help you experience God every morning through scripture, worship, and guided prayer. Start your day grounded in Him. Just search First 15 wherever you get your podcasts.